So Kyle, your blog reminded me.
Immediately
of, you know, a dozen experiences that I've had that are similar.
Of course.
And you and I have had kind of serendipitous overlapping musical experiences beyond just Pearl Jam. But
yeah.
One of the things that he mentions actually on 108 that gets me thinking as well is back to the whole 90s alternative music scene.
Butch Vig.
Yeah, he talks about Butch Vig, Steve Albini, and their kind of the ways that they're known as producers for producing a certain kind of sound on their records.
Kind of that Nirvana sound, the Smashing Pumpkins sound.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And, you know, Brian Eno is actually really well known for this as well, and kind of as being the fifth member of Coldplay over the last several years and producing, helping Coldplay kind of blend into the background of any given situation, right? Because you can hear Coldplay anywhere. So it's interesting to me that, you know, whereas Butch Vig and Steve Albini are kind of more about bombast, you know.
Yeah.
Eno has been, and I think that Rickert writes about him in the book here, as being kind of a master of the background music.
And background music on purpose, right?
I
listened to a lot of classical music. I was a music major for a while in undergrad before it turned into a minor, and it was a very classically oriented program, and I still listen to most classical music in the background, stuff I'm not paying attention to, and yet I sometimes kind of imagine these composers kind of like looking over my shoulder saying like, hey, I didn't write this for you to have it on in the background. I wanted you to pay attention and know what the moves I was doing meant. And here's Brian Eno, the way that Rickert describes it, really fascinatingly, making music on purpose for you to listen to in the background.
Right. Or as a part of kind of a environmental experience. I mean, of course, there's this whole chapter on the Microsoft boot up sound, which is fascinating because we've all heard it.
Yeah. The way Eno writes it out is boom, bling, tink, tink, tink.
That's right.
We should almost do it in harmony. It's a boom, bling, tink, tink, tink.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm sure we can insert the Microsoft sounds whenever we want, like here. You know, because of the magic of recording.
That's true.
Eno wants to set up an environment where you're surprised by the connections between the sound he makes and what that means to you and your environment. And he even wants to be surprised by that too. I love this idea that Rickert says Eno is simultaneously composer and audience. He's actant and recipient all at the same time.
Yeah, and he invites us to participate along with that as well.